USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer confidence is rising for the second straight month thanks to falling gas prices and a strong jobs market. The board's Lynn Franco calling it a mixed bag, with purchasing intentions for cars and big ticket items up, while fewer Americans are now looking to buy homes.
Your safety is more important than anything. I know our hearts are with everyone who will feel the effects of this storm, and we'll be with you every step of the way. We're not going away.
President Biden's comments as 2.5 million Floridians are under evacuation orders as Hurricane Ian keeps churning toward the Sunshine State. Ian is expected to pick up steam later on Tuesday and become a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of at least 130 miles an hour. For now, landfall is expected late Wednesday afternoon between Tampa and Fort Myers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.